News of NFL star Tom Brady's possible retirement sending social media into a frenzy today, but conflicting reports are indicating that the future Hall of Famer may not be hanging up the cleats just yet. The AP reporting that the Tampa Bay Bucks quarterback has not told the team's front office of his plans to retire, and a tweet from Brady's TB12 sports account thanking the QB for his time in the league has been deleted. Tonight, News Nation's Karen Loftus joins us from Tampa. And Karen, a roller coaster of emotions from Bucks fans, I'm sure. Can you first tell us what you know?
Yes, pretty much what you just shared right there is that we have reports all over the spectrum that it started out with reports saying that he plans to retire. And since then, there have been several reports saying that he has not officially told the team. We haven't heard from Tom Brady himself, which I think is a very important piece of this. We know that a lot of the information about Tom Brady comes from his own account. And then there was the statement from his agent saying that anything that Tom will be the only person to express his plans in complete accuracy. So we have the range of all the reports today, but we spoke with some of the fans just about these reports and whether he's going to retire and whether he doesn't. And I think there's just a feeling of gratitude with this fan base when you have a franchise that has only one winning season between the span of 2011 and 2019. And then you have Tom Brady who comes in and just turns it around and then takes them to a Super Bowl. And then the following year gets them the 2 seed in the NFC. And they nearly pull off the comeback against the Rams to continue a quest to repeat. I mean, just what he's been able to do to this franchise. There's so much gratitude, not only in the fan base, but then the players in that locker room who have just seen the culture change with the addition of Tom Brady.
Yeah, and this is a city that really embraced him. He delivered for the Tampa Bay Bucks. And so I'm sure the mood there is something that only you could really tell us. But as you said, gratitude.
Yes, absolutely. There's just so much appreciation for what Tom has done and just an excitement in this Bucks franchise. I mean, you talk about the excitement around the Super Bowl and them being able to do it in their hometown. It was just such a storybook season. And then what they were able to do this season with so many injuries and being able to make it as far as they did. And then the year that Tom Brady had himself, just an MVP caliber season, just continuing to set league records and franchise records and just still playing at such a top level this past season.
And the Buccaneers had a big comeback in the divisional playoff round, but then they lost in that heartbreaker. And Brady has had one of his best years statistically. Does this timing feel right for him to retire from a football standpoint or the chance maybe for another 8th Super Bowl? Would that have made sense?
I feel like Tom Brady doesn't have anything left to prove when you have 7 Super Bowl titles and all the accolades and all the records that he set. I don't think it's a matter of anything that he has to prove, but he said, you know, before that he would retire when he's not able to play at a championship caliber level. Well, as I mentioned, just an MVP caliber season, if you look at it like that, you're like, well, why would Tom Brady retire after having such an amazing season at the age of 44 and doing what he's able to do? But then you can't really speak to what Tom Brady says. If he wants to retire at the top where he has shown no regression at all, is he going to retire before he declines or does he want to come back again? Because he is still playing at such a top level and still really enjoying it. He expressed that many times this season that he still really loves it.
There is something to be said about going out on top, though. And Brady's really a transcendent player. What will his stepping away, if he does, and eventually he will, even if it's not right now, but what will that mean for the NFL and sports as a whole?
Right. Whenever Tom Brady decides to retire, just that bar has been set so high, just setting all of these records that Bruce Arians was saying earlier in the year when, you know, it seemed like every single week Tom Brady was setting new records. He's like, man, you just sort of shake your head. You don't know if anybody is ever going to break these records. I mean, you think that's he's able to set these over the span of 22 seasons. And will anybody reach those? I think that's going to be what's beyond Tom Brady. Whenever he does decide to retire, it's going to be the quarterbacks coming up and trying to chase those records because it really is the ultimate.
And where do the Buccaneers go from here? What's the best and worst case scenario if he does step away?
It if he does step away, you know, the Bucks have said that they're open to everything. Bruce Arians was saying they had their end of season press conference on Monday, and Bruce Arians says, you know, we evaluate all the positions. You sort of start at the quarterback position, and who do you have there, and sort of go from there. They have a ton of free agents that they need to look at, and Bruce Arians said he's happy with the quarterbacks that they have right now. They have Kyle Trask, and they have Griffin, and they have Blaine Gabbert. Those are the three behind Brady. He said he's comfortable with those guys, but they're not ruling anything out. You have the draft, you have free agency, but Bruce Arians has also said that their priority in free agency is keeping the really good guys that they have. So yet to be seen in that regard.
And finally, before I let you go, what about Arians himself? Will his future change if Brady steps away?
I don't think so. I don't think Bruce Arians has shown or indicated any signs of retiring this season. I think he's going to be back next season.
All right. Well, we know you are keeping a close watch on any new developments. It's not an easy story to be reporting. Karen, thank you.